There's an exchange that Ajahn Chah had when he was a young monk. He was worried about Sila, about precepts, about his training rules. And he said that, and this is him talking, it so happened that I had a chance to go and see Venerable Ajahn Mun. So I asked him, Venerable Ajahn, what am I to do? I've just begun to practice, but I still don't know the right way. I have so many doubts. I can't find any foundation at all in the practice. He asked, what's the problem? In the course of my practice, I picked up the Visuddhimagga, which is a very famous manual on practice and the teachings, and read it, but it seems impossible to put into practice. The contents of the aspects around sila, sila nidesa, samadhi nidesa, banya nidesa, the sections on sila, on virtue, sections on samadhi, or meditation, sections on banya, wisdom, insight, seem to be completely impractical. I don't think there's anybody in the world who could do it. It's so detailed and meticulous. To memorize every single rule would be impossible. It's beyond me. He said to me, Venerable, there's a lot, it's true, but it's really only a little. If we were to take account of every training rule in the Sila Nidesa, that would be difficult, that is true. But actually, what we call this Sila Nidesa, this section on Sila and virtue, has evolved from the human mind. If we train the mind to have a sense of shame and fear of wrongdoing, these are translations for, and it's a very difficult term to translate, Hiri and Otapa. And because the Hiri is a sense of shrinking back out of a sense of, this isn't appropriate for me. This is not my best side, and then a fear of wrongdoing is a fear of the consequences of one's actions. So it's a foundation, but these are again what the Buddha called these, and one is a. I'm trying to remember how Ajahn Jeff translates as conscience. Anybody else remember? Yeah, conscience and concern. Yeah, that's it's trying to get away from the old Judeo-Christian language. Conscience and concern. So it says, and the Buddha calls these qualities the protectors of the world, Lokapala. These are protectors of the world, and the reason why there is this sense of conscience, of hiri, is because one respects oneself. One has a respect, fundamental respect for oneself, so one doesn't want to stain the heart. And the reason why one has a fear of wrongdoing or a concern is that one has a respect for others. So it's a. These are extremely beautiful qualities, that bright qualities of the heart that protect the world. So that if we train this mind to have a sense of hiri and a sense of otapa, we will then be restrained. We'll be cautious. This will condition us to be content with little, with few wishes, because we can't possibly look after a lot. When this happens, our mindfulness becomes stronger. We will be able to maintain mindfulness at all times. Wherever we are, we will make the effort to maintain thorough mindfulness. Caution will be developed. Whatever you doubt, don't say it. Don't act on it. If there's anything you don't understand, ask the teacher. Trying to practice every single training rule would indeed be burdensome. But we should examine whether we are prepared to admit our faults or not. Do we accept them? This teaching is very important. It's not so much that we must know every single training rule if we know how to train our own minds. So this is a, again, Ajahn Chah's approach to sila is to more turning to the inner qualities that need to be cultivated in order for a natural virtue and integrity to arise, rather than, you know, in the same way that I talk about meditation, I'm trying to force the mind into a place of stillness and a place of concentration. In the same way with sila, one is reflecting on the what's the nature of one's own mind, what's the nature of one's intention.